USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump takes a victory lap after the Senate acquits him. The president speaking at the White House for an hour, thanking his family and thanking Americans who support him across the country. And he calls the entire impeachment proceeding BS.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding her weekly news conference and calls President Trump's State of the Union a manifesto of mistruths. She goes on to criticize the president's invited guests in the gallery.
Constant guests? That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
After the debacle in Iowa, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday, and then it's off to South Carolina. We could see three different winners in three different states. As it stands, Mayor Pete winning Iowa by a razor-thin margin. In fact, the head of the party there actually calling for a recount. Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up and be the winner. Biden not campaigning at all Thursday in New Hampshire, no events on his schedule. To the very latest now on the coronavirus.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Florida Congressman Republican Matt Gaetz has had enough of Nancy Pelosi's antics after she tears up her copy of President Trump's State of the Union address. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing ethics charges against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. Gaetz tells Fox News he's joining two other Republicans in filing charges with the House Ethics Committee.
She disgraced the House of Representatives. She embarrassed our country, and she destroyed official records. The law does not allow the Speaker of the House to destroy the records of the House, and the rules of the House do not permit some little temper tantrum just because you don't like what the President of the United States says.
I'm Tim Berg.
So how many of you tuned in to watch President Trump deliver the State of the Union address? USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the answer now from Washington, D.C.
According to Nielsen, an estimated 37.2 million people tuned in to watch President Trump deliver the address on Tuesday evening. That was down by about 20% from 2019 across the three major cable news networks and the four major broadcast networks. Among those cable networks, Fox News throttled its competition, posting a staggering audience of 11.55 million total viewers. Among the broadcast networks, NBC was tops with 4.8 million, but that was down from 7.14 million last year. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.